Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud. We are holding on the bottom of the daf Tesam and Beis at the two dots, four lines from the bottom of the page. Today we're going to discuss how much of a year can count toward a full year for the cheshbon of Arla and for the cheshbon of ages of animals to be brought as karbanos, whether Yom Echad Bashana is considered a Shana, even one day in a year is considered a year, or Shloshim Yom Bashana is considered a Shana. So we're going to start by talking about planting trees more and less than 30 days before the Rosh Hashanah with regard to their status as Arla and with regard to the status for the halachos of Shemitah. And then we're going to try to find which Tana holds that 30 days is Chashav Shana with regard to Arla. That's going to be on Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis. And then the Gemara is going to tell us on Amud Beis that however long is considered a year, we need to add 30 more days for the plant to take root, meaning when you actually put the seeds in the ground, even if you say 30 days counts as a year for Arla, but it has to first take root, and then you could start counting 30 days toward a year for Arla. Then in the middle of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the basis for both opinions in Tanaim, both the Shita that 30 days counts as a year and the Shita that one day counts as a year, and it's going to find that both hold the basis is from the same Pasuk that describes the aftermath of the Mabul of all places. That's where we're going to derive these halachas. And then at the very, very end of the daf, we're probably not even going to get to it today, the Gemara is going to record the well-known Machlokas, when the world was created. Was it B'Tishrei Nivra Olam or B'Nisa Nivra Olam, and a number of other significant events and discussion about when exactly those events occurred. So let us begin. Four lines from the bottom on Daf Tesam and Beis, Tan Rabbanan, Echra Notea, Vechra Mavrich, Vechra Markiv, whether a person actually plants a tree, or he's only Mavrich a tree, or Markiv. Mavrich, Rashi says, means Kofefes Asmoros Ba'aretz, he bends over the branches into the ground, and buries the other end, or plants the other end into the ground, and in that way it sprouts up from that spot in the ground where he buried it, or from nearby that spot where he had buried it in the ground. And Markiv is where he grafts one tree onto another tree. So if a person produces a new tree, either by planting a tree from scratch, or by being mavrich or markiv, so he produces new fruits with a new tree. Erev shvi yeshloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If it's erev shmita, and with it's 30 days or more before Rosh Hashanah of the shmita year, also lo shana, that counts as a full year toward the cheshbon of Arla. Meaning, once you hit Rosh Hashanah of that shmita year, the first year of that tree is considered over. We are now in the second year of that tree, and we know the halacha of Arla is that for the first 3 years of the tree, any fruit that the tree produces is aser ba'ana, but you already are in the second year, 31 days after planting the tree. Umutr l'kaiman b'shviyis, and you're allowed to keep that produce during Shemitah year. It's not considered that it was produce that it was planted during Shemitah year, which would be Aser, because this was planted more than 30 days in advance, so it's not even a violation of planting during Tosefes Shviyas. Even if you hold that you have to be Mosif Mechol HaKodesh 30 days, you have to be Mosif in Tosefes Shviyas, it's not a violation of that either. However, Pachos Mishloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if it's less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah that you plant the tree, then Lowel Solo Shana, first of all, with regard to Arla, that does not count as the first year, and the Asr L'Kaiman B'Shviyas. You're not allowed to keep those fruits around for Shemitah year, as Rashi points out, Vim Erev Shviyas, the Asr L'Kaiman Mishum Tosefes Shviyas, Shemos Yivin Mechal Al Kodesh. The assumption we are working with right now, which may change soon, but the assumption we are working with right now is that this is a Din in Tosefes Shviyas. That since we have to add 30 days onto the Shemitah year, by planting it within 30 days of the Shemitah year, we have already violated the halachos of Shemitah. Now, before we go on in the Braisa, Tosus points out over here, when we say Markiv, Tosus points out, Hu a Markiv Ilan b'chavero, umashma de mavrich umarkiv chayiv barla. The clear implication of this braisa is that not only when you plant a tree does it create a chayiv arla, does it create the din of arla that there's an iser to get anah from it for 3 years, but even if you're mavrich or markiv in Ilan, that also creates a din of arla. The problem is that there is a mesachta in Mishnayis called mesachas Arla, and it tells us many halachos of Arla, and amongst them is Vikasha, the Parakamada Arla, in the first parak of Maseches Arla, Mishnehei, Mashmad Harkava Pater Mina Arla. The implication is very clear that Harkava is Pater from Arla, that if you are Markiv a tree, so for the first 3 years it is not considered Arla. Vitani Nami B'Tars Konim, and we have a medrash like this in the Tatim, Prat L'Mavrich U'Markiv, Mikana Ata Omer, and from based on that the medrash says, Sipuk Kefanim V'Sipukan V'Sipukan. That the sipuk and sipukan of grapevine is mutter. So what does that mean? The word sipuk used with regard to a grapevine is the equivalent of using the word harkava or markiv with regard to a regular tree. So masha mavrich mishanazu motzis murus v'chazer v'rivrich l'shana acheres. Sipuk sipukan, and sipuk sipukan means that you're mavrich from your mavrich this year, and then your motzis moros from that which you were mavrich, and then you're mavrich again for another year. That's sipuk sipukan. But the bottom line is, what we see very clearly from all of this is that none of that is subject to arla. Our brisa says markiv mavrich. That's all subject to arla. But over here we see clearly in Maseches Arla and in the medrash that mavrich and markiv is not subject to arla. So answers tells us. It depends how connected it still remains to the original tree. After it starts sprouting, do you cut it off? Do you sever it from the original tree? If you did cut it off from the original tree, then it's considered an entirely new sapling, and it's going to be chayav in arla. But if it's still connected to the original tree, then it's just a hemshech of the original tree, and it's not considered to be chayav in arla at all if it's still connected in that way to the original tree. The Ramban writes that nowadays in Chutz La'aretz we are not noheg arla on any harkava or havracha. Why? Because there's a machlokas in Maseches Sota about this, whether there's mavrich or markiv by dinei arla, whether it's that which you're mavrich or markiv is subject to arla, and the rule by arla's chutz la'aretz is that kolamekel ba'aretz halacha kamosa b'chutz la'aretz. If there's a machlokas about what the halacha is in Eretz Yisrael, then when it comes to arla's chutz la'aretz, we always go like the more makel opinion. There are a few rules like that in halacha. Halacha k'divrei mekel ba'avel, safek d'rabbanan l'kula, certain areas in halacha where we always lean to be more mekel. One of those areas in halacha is arlas chutz la'aretz. As long as there is a machlokas, what to do in Eretz Yisrael, so whatever we're going to paskin in Eretz Yisrael, but we always know that it's a slam dunk in chutz la'aretz, we're always going to paskin l'kula. So the Braisa continues on the top of Yud Amud Aleph, uperos netiyazu asurin atu b'shvat. Even though the year counts as a full year, the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah count as a full year toward the years of Arla. However, the peros of that third year are not going to be mutter by that third Rosh Hashanah. Rather, you're going to have to wait until Tu B'Shvat for them to be mutter. Im li arla arla, im li revai revai. And that means you have to wait till the Tu B'Shvat of that third year to get out of the parsha of arla, and Tu B'Shvat of that fourth year to get out of the halachos of neta revai. The halach is the first 3 years any fruit that's produced by the tree, for the first 3 years is Asr Bahana, that's the din of Arla. Any fruit produced in the fourth year has the din of Netar Revai. Netar Revai has the same halachic status as Maiser Sheni, that you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. You are allowed to eat it, it is Mutar Bahana, it's Mutar Bahachila, all of that, but you have to dafka do it in Yerushalayim. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat. So when do we get out of those restrictions of Arla and Netar Revai respectively? Even though the age of the tree is determined by the Rosh Hashanah, but the actual halachos of the fruits of the tree are determined by Tu B'Shvat. So the fruit of the tree will remain Arla until Tu B'Shvat. As Rashi points out, Uperis Natiyazu Asurim in the Tap Rashi, V'afal Pisha Marnu, also Loshanim, Chantu Baperos, Leachar Rosh Hashanah, Shalshanah Shlishis, Miyad, if let's say the third year, right after Rosh Hashanah, it starts to grow fruits, Adayin asurinein olamis mishum arla. Those fruits are still going to be asur mishum arla. She'aval pish Rosh Hashanah Tishrei l'netiyah tu b'shvat. She'aval pish Rosh Hashanah Tishrei l'netiyah tu b'shvat Rosh Hashanah l'ilan. Even though Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for the netiyah, for counting the age of the tree, tu b'shvat is Rosh Hashanah l'ilan, meaning for the peros of the tree. V'zuk var nasas ilan, meaning there's this between a netiyah and an ilan. A netiyah is a sapling. So a sapling is the first 3 years. You want to know when it's still considered a sapling. That's in the first 3 years, counting Rosh Hashanah as Rosh Hashanah. Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. But an ilan, tu b'shvat is Rosh Hashanah li'ilanos. And kvar nasas ilan. Lefichach ein shnasa mischadeshas. Latzis midei arla ad tu b'shvat. So it doesn't leave the status of arla until tu b'shvat. Aval, mishamu lahalan, im yachnu tu b'peros, din revila aleihem. But if it grows fruits after Tu B'Shvat of that third year, then it already has the status of Netar Revai because we're in the fourth year already. Meaning, the in terms of the age of the tree, we're already in the fourth year. Lechol b'Yerushalayim u'betezvav l'shana haba'a yatzu midei Revai peros hachanut b'mikan ve'elach. And then Tu B'Shvat of the following year, it will take us out of the status of Revai. So that's what Rashi points out. L'kach u'ilu l'lamid shalafnei Rosh Hashanah shememaher hetera mitu B'Shvat v'ad Rosh Hashanah. The Nafkamina in saying that the year counts as that the first 30 days that the tree was planted before Rosh Hashanah count as a full year is that the Heter starts in Tu B'Shvat. You don't have to wait until Rosh Hashanah of the following year in order to get out of the Arla and the status of Arla and the status of Netar Revai. That already happens at Tu B'Shvat. So says Rami Nani immediately. So how do we know that the years of Arla and Revai go all the way until Tu B'Shvat, and it doesn't just count right away as soon as you hit Rosh Hashanah? So Amar Rabbi Chiya Barabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Matuba, Mishmeid Rabbi Yanai, Amar Kra, Pasuk says, U'Bashana Harviyis, U'Bashana Chamishis. Pasuk says that B'Shana Harviyis, in the fourth year, all the payrolls are considered Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem. And in the fifth year, Toklas Pirio, Loz Lechemes Tavos, so that seems to describe the fourth year as a year of Arla, and the fifth year is a year of Revai. But we know that's not the Halacha. The Halacha is that 3 years is Arla, the fourth year is Revai. So what the Pasuk must be telling me is, Pa'amim Sheberevius Va'adayin Asura Mishem Arla, that sometimes you'll be in the fourth year, but still it's going to have a status of Arla. It's still going to be considered Arla. How could that be? If you planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so by the first Rosh Hashanah, you're already moving into the second year. By the second Rosh Hashanah, you're moving into the third year. By the third Rosh Hashanah, you're moving into the fourth year, but still those peros are going to have a din of arla up until Tu B'Shvat. So that's how you can have in the fourth year where it's still going to be considered arla. Upam shebechamishis v'adayin asurim mishum revai. And the following Rosh Hashanah after that, you're already in the fifth year of the tree, but the peros of that tree are still going to have a status of revai until Tu B'Shvat. So you see from that pasuk that you could have fourth year produce, fifth year produce, where it's still going to have a status of Arla and Revai, respectively. So the Gemara says, clearly what we assumed over here is that 30 days counts as a year. So the Gemara wants to know, who is the author of this brisa that assumes that 30 days counts as a year? That if you planted 30 days or more in advance of Rosh Hashanah, that's when we assume that Rosh Hashanah is already going to be the turn of the calendar to make it the second year of the tree. So says Gemara, Lema Deloka Rabbi Meir. This seems to be against Rabbi Meir. Di Rabbi Meir, Ha'amar Yom Echad B'Shanah Chashav Shana. Rabbi Meir holds, you don't need 30 days to count as a year. Yom Echad B'Shanah, one day in a year, already counts as a full year. D'Tanya, Par Ha'amar B'Torah, because we have a brisa that tells us as follows, that when it says Par in the Torah, Stam, and it doesn't define an age of the par. Whenever the Torah tells us we need a par, ben esrim va'arba chodesh v'yom echad divra meir, it always means 24 months and one day. That's Rameir Shita. Rabbi Lazar Omer, ben esrim va'arba chodesh v'lamid yom, that it means 24 months and 30 days. Then not 24 months and one day, but it has to be 24 months and 30 days. Why is that the definition of par? 24 months plus either a day or 30 days? Because really, as the Gemara is about to explain, a par is supposed to be 3 years old. Question is, how do we define 3 years old? So we would have probably defined it as 36 months old, but that is not how we define 3 years old. It's 2 years plus something else that's chashuv shana, that can count as a year. But this is the machlokas tanaim: is yom echad b'shana chashav shana, or is shloshim yom b'shana chashav shana? So what's that something else? Shai Rameir Omer. Rameir says kol makom shomer egel b'torah shenemer egel b'torah stam ben shana. Whenever the Torah uses the term egel and it doesn't define an age for the egel, we always assume it's 1 year. Ben bakar, whenever it uses the term ben bakar, ben shtayim, we always assume that it's 2 years. Par ben shalosh, whenever it uses the term par, that always we always assume means 3 years. So that's how we determine the age of the different animals. So you see that if we have a machlokas tanaim, how old is 3 years old? What does it mean that a par is 3 years old? Does it mean 24 months and 1 day? Or does it mean 24 months and 30 days? So you see clearly they're arguing whether yom echad b'shana is chashav shana or shloshim yom b'shana is chashav shana. So we see that our braisa, which assumed you need shloshim yom, is against Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir held yom echad b'shana is chashav shana, the 24 month old plus 1 day par is already considered a par according to Rabbi Meir. That's against our brisa. Now it's interesting. Rabbi Lazar's lashon is ben eshim va'arba chodesh v'shloshim yom. So the Sfasemesis points out, how would we normally say that? 24 months plus 30 days. Why doesn't he just say 25 months old? Isn't that the same thing? 24 months plus 30 days is 25 months old. So Sfasem suggests maybe, regardless of how long that month is, whether the month is a 29-day month or a 30-day month, you need it to be 24 months plus dafka 30 days. It's dafka a din in 30 days. It's not a din in a chodesh echad. Another small ha'ara that the Grum makes over here is the Gemara says anytime it says egel batora stam, it always means a ben shana. Whenever it refers to egel without saying an age, it always means a ben shana. So the Grum points out, and the Chaznish also, they point out that it says kol mag, wherever it says it, how many times in the Torah does the Torah use the word egel without telling me an age for the egel? Once. It's just one time in the entire Torah that it actually has that, and that's by the Parsha of Egla Arufa. It's the only time it says Egel Stam. Yes, the Pasuk says by the Shmini Lamiluim, by the 8th day of the Miluim, Egel V'Cheves Ben Shana, but over there it describes specifically Ben Shana. Where does it say Egel Stam? Only by Egla Arufa. Now it happens to be in the first parak of Maseches Para, there's a machlokas Reb Lozan Lechamim, whether an Egla Arufa is Bashana or Bashtayim, whether how old the Egla Arufa has to be. So it turned out that Rab Meir in our sugya holds like Reb Lazar that the Para of an Egla Arufa is a Bashana, that it's Dafka, a 1 year old Egel, because we're saying that Rab Meir holds that any time it says Egel Stam in the Torah means Ben Shana. That's actually Machlokas Tanaim, because there is only that one case, and it's Machlokas Tanaim in that case. That's the Ha'ara that the Vilna Gaon has in terms of this Lashon of Kol Makom, that Kol Makom is a little bit misleading. Two important comments of Tosus over here. Number one, Tosus Dibra Maskel Ben Chav Dalid Chodesh V'Yom Echad, that if something is 24 months and 1 day old, that's called 3 years old. Stam Par Ben Shalosh Kedek Tani Seifa, as a stam par always means 3 years old. And the yom echad that we add over here to the 24 months clearly is because we assume that yom echad counts as a full year according to Reb Meir, and according to Reb Lazar you need 30 days to count for a full year. Good. Then Tosus points out a few lines into the wide lines. Third wide line. V'lo l'kol mili amrina d'yom echad b'shana chashav shana. We don't always say, meaning even if you hold yom echad b'shana chashav shana, or you hold damid yom b'shana chashav shana, that's not for all halachos. D'yesh d'varim da'afil me'es la'es b'inan. There are certain things that you need me'es la'es, that you need to fill the year entirely, that it's not good enough to say, oh, it's part of a year, it's a day of a year, it's 30 days of a year. No, you have to fulfill the year entirely. For example, the Mishnah Nida describes Ben Tes Shana V'Yom Echad, Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad, the various halachos of the different stages of development of a child. When a child becomes a Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad, he becomes what we call a Bar Mitzvah. Why don't we say when he's 12 years old and 1 day, he's already a Bar Mitzvah, he's already 13 13 years old, 12 years and 1 month, he's already bar mitzvah, he's already 13 years old. No, because over there you dafka need me'es la'es. You need dafka ben yud gimel shanim v'yom echad. So that's the question the Rishonim deal with. Do you need literally me'es la'es? Let's say the child is born at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Do you only need to wait till his birthday? He's born 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Yud Ches Iyar, let's say. So do you need to wait till Yud Ches Iyar, just when his birthday starts, Yud Ches Iyar, 13 years later? Or do you need to wait till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Yud Ches Iyar? We know you're not going to say Yom Echad B'Shana Chash V'Shana, Shloshim Yom B'Shana Chash V'Shana. But do we literally need Me'es La'es? So the Divrei Chamudos on the bottom of the Rosh, Maseches Nida, and the Mishnah Lamelech explain that according to this Tosfos, a person does not become a bar mitzvah until you have Me'es La'es, meaning you need middle of the day, because Tosfos says that you need Dafka Me'es La'es. That's the terminology you use. Me'es La'es always means literally by the clock, that it has to go by the clock. And that's what the She'ilto says as well in Parshas Bechukosai. That's our Daf Yomi coincidence. At the very end of Parshas Bechukosai, the She'ilto says that and the Hamik She'il explains the Shita, that a Dafka has to be Me'es La'es. And Hamik She'il writes, and Tziv writes, if the Poskim would have seen this She'iltos, everyone would have been Machmir like him, because the She'iltos was a Gaon Kadmon. He was from the very, very early Gaonim. He was a borderline Amora, almost. You have Rav Achai quoted in the Gemara a couple of times, because there are a few editions of Gaonim in Talmud Bavli sometimes. So he's a borderline Amora. So if people would have realized what the She'iltos writes, what Rav Achai Gaon writes, they would have been Machmir for this for the Shita. The Marsham writes in the Tshuva that it's a Sveika Dedina, whether you need Me'es La'es or not. So there are some people that are knowing because of this, when they have a child, to dafka be machmir, to put on tefillin in the afternoon of his bar mitzvah, not only in the morning of his bar mitzvah, because that's when he actually becomes a gadol, according to that shita. It's not only paskin. The Shach in Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpat Sim Lamed Hey disagrees with this, and he explains that Tosfos is not saying Me'es La'es literally. What Tosfos is saying is that you don't say Yom Echad B'Shana Chash V'Shana, you don't say Shloshim Yom B'Shana Chash V'Shana. But when his birthday hits, that's when he's actually a bar mitzvah. The Bach brings a raya from the Drashas Ma'aril in Hilchas Tefillah. The Drashas Ma'aril writes that if someone becomes a bar mitzvah on Shabbos, and then you're Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh, can he daven Mariv on Friday night? Meaning his bar mitzvah is Shabbos. He's becoming a gadol on Shabbos. And then you make an early Shabbos. So can you daven Mariv Friday night? So the Maril writes, absolutely not. You can be Moshe Mechol Al Kodesh for Dine Shabbos, but you can't be Moshe Mechol Al Kodesh to make him a gadol. That it doesn't work to be Moshe Mechol Al Kodesh. Says the Bach, what do you see from that Maril? That it's only because it's his Mantel Sefes, but as soon as you hit Shabbos, even though he may not have been born until much later in the night or the next morning or whatever, still he counts as a bar mitzvah. And you're allowed to, they say a maisa with the Brisker Rav, that by one of his children who was born at 3 o'clock in the morning, so the Brisker Rav waited till 3:30 in the morning, and he woke the child up and he said, okay, say Kriya Shema again now. You have to say Kriya Shema because maybe you weren't Yotze. So, I don't know, you could believe it about the Brisker Rav. It's a nice Brisker Chumra to wake him up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Wouldn't Me'es La'es be Yud Zayin?
Me'es La'es be... No. No, so I mean, to fill the full finish... all the days of the year.
Yeah, but wouldn't... If it starts on Yud Ches, wouldn't waiting to Yud Ches be 13 years in one day?
No, if it starts Yud Ches at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so when you get to Yud Ches, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that's the full cycle. That's the full cycle of Me'es La'es. There's also the discussion over here of a tree. Remember, this was we started this conversation because we were talking about planting over here. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Neta Revai that we count the years of Arla from the time that you plant the tree, and that's what's Paschal Shulchan Aruch as well. Even though the Pasuk says Varaltam Arloso Espirio, that the Arla is a din in the pre, so one might have thought that from the time the tree starts producing fruit, you count 3 years, and that's when. But it seems clear from our sugya, it seems very clear from our sugya that it has nothing to do with when it starts producing fruit. It has to do with when the that's what the Radvaz writes, that the Rama must be correct from our sugya, because the especially when we say Yom Echad B'Shana, that if you plant it according to the Shita, we're assuming now that Yom Echad B'Shana is Chash V'Shana. If you plant it one day before Rosh Hashanah, that starts the clock on Arla, and therefore the next day it's already in the second year of Arla. Nothing, no fruits were produced obviously in a single day. That would be impossible. impossible for fruits to be produced in a single day. And yet we still see that we count it toward Arla. So that's what the Radvaz says. It would turn out that for Rov HaYilanos, there's no din of Arla at all, because Rov HaYilanos don't have any fruits until after they're 3 years old from the time of the planting. So you're not going to have Rov HaYilanos being subject to Arla at all. That's how the Rishonim say that, certainly the first year, meaning Arla is a very limited halacha. It doesn't really apply all that much, because the first 3 years of a tree, there's not that much that the tree is producing anyway. Okay, so the Gemara wanted to say, so you see there's this machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, whether Yomech B'Shana is Chashuv Shana, whether Shloshim Yom B'Shana is Chashuv Shana. Our Brisa said that only if you plant 30 days or more before Rosh Hashanah does it count as a full early year. So our Brisa must be going against Rav Meir. Rav Meir held Yomech B'Shana is Chashuv Shana. So the Gemara responds, no. Afilu Tema Rabbi Meir. Our Brisa could even be going like Rav Meir. When does Rav Meir say that one day of a year counts as a full year? That's when we're talking about the age of the animal, where it's Basof Shana, where we're saying that at the end of the Cheshbon, the one day counts as a year. Meaning the animal's 2 years old plus a day. Good, that counts as a 3 year old animal. Aval B'Tchilas Shana. Lo, but we wouldn't say it at the beginning of the Cheshbon. Rav Meir wouldn't say the one day before the Rosh Hashanah counts as the first year of Arla. Amar Rava v'lav kal v'chomer. Well, Rava says, shouldn't it work in the other direction? Shouldn't it be kal v'chomer? Uman nida she'in t'chilas hayom alula b'sofa, sof hayom alula b'tchilasa. Think about the halacha of a nida, not the way we observe it, but on a daraisa level. The halacha on a daraisa level is that if a woman becomes a nida, she is temeya for 7 days, regardless of how many of those days she bleeds. She could bleed for all 7 days, up until the very end, as long as a moment before Shkiyas HaChama on the seventh day, she stops bleeding, she goes to the mikveh that night, and she's good. So what if she starts bleeding on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning? So it's already, the day already started. So does Sunday count as day one? The halach is yes. Sunday counts as day one. Aye, but she didn't have the whole day. It's only part of a day. That's fine. That counts, that partial day counts as a day. What about on the seventh day? Shabbos is going to be your seventh day if Sunday is day one, right? So what about on the seventh day? Do we say, okay, Shabbos morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, she already had part of a day. So good, let her go to the mikveh and she's going to be Torah. No, the halach is that she has to wait until Shabbos is over, until the full seventh day is over. So you see, when it comes to Nida, we are more likely, we count the partial day at the beginning, but not at the end. So don't tell me that Rav Meir is going to say Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana at the end, but not at the beginning. By Nida, we see that it works the opposite. It's interesting that Rashi over here says that you shouldn't get confused. What we do nowadays is we require Shiva Nekiyim. Shiva Nekiyim is a din d'oraisa for a Zava Gadola. If a woman is a Zava Gadola, which we assume every woman who sees Tipas Dam Kechardal has a din of a Zava Gadola, but that's a din midrabanan, that's a chumra that we keep. So for Shiva Nekiyim, you need 7 full days. There is no partial yom when it comes to the Shiva Nekiyim. You need 7 complete days. He says, Rashi says, a lot of people make a mistake and they think that you can count the Yom Sheposekes Bo Liyom Shiva Nekiyim based on this Gemara. Rashi Dan Lekav Schus, he assumes that the reason everyone makes a mistake is because they know Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud. So he says, people make a mistake, they think that the day a woman stops bleeding can count as day one of her Shiva Nekiyim. It's a very important thing. I've seen this mistake on a Yom. I've had people call me up who've been married for years who've been making this mistake. It's a very terrible mistake that if a person thinks that she stops bleeding on Sunday, that Sunday counts as day one of Shiva Nekiyim. No, Sunday counts as day zero. You do a Hefsek Tara, and then Monday is day one of Shiva Nekiyim. So Rashi makes a point in his commentary to Rosh Hashanah to say that's a big mistake. That's not what we should assume. This is talking about Nida Daraisa. What we do is Shiva Nekiyim midin Chumrav Zava Gedola. But anyway, so the Gemara says, so it's counterintuitive. It's not just counterintuitive. It's against the way the halacha normally works by Nida, to say that Rav Meir would count at the end a Yom Echad per Shana, but not at the beginning. So it says Gemara, Shana she Yom Echad Olah b'Sofa, Eino Din she Yom Echad Olah b'Tchilasa. So if Rav Meir is going to say that Yom Echad is Olah b'Sofa, that the animal, it's 24 months and one day, is considered a three-year-old animal, then for sure it should count one day in advance of a Shemitah year. Should count as year one. Ve'elamai, so what do you want to say then? Who is the author of our brisa? Rabbi Eliezer. You want to say that it fits in with Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer, after all, he's the one that says, Shloshim Yom Bashana, Schashav Shana. So that would be great. Just say that it's authored by Rabbi Eliezer and all the problems are solved. Says Gemara, no, that also doesn't work. Because Shloshim Ushloshim Ba'i. Rabbi Eliezer would not allow a 30-day planting in advance of the Rosh Hashanah to count as a full year. You would need 30 days plus another 30 days. Why? Because in order for it to count as a first year of Arla, it has to have taken root for 30 days already. But it takes 30 days to take root in the first place. So you need 30 days for the planting that you do to take root, and then 30 days of it having taken root in order for it to count as a year. So you would need 60 days. So the author of a brisa can't be Rabbi Lazar either. Ditnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Ein notin, vein mavrichin, vein markivin, erev shvius, pachos milamid yom lufnei Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to plant less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Vimnata, vihivrich, vihirkiv, yakar. And if you did, you have to uproot it. Rabbi Domer kala karva she'eno koletas begimul yamim, shoveno koletas. He says any harkava that doesn't take root within 3 days is not going to take root. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon omer shtei shabasos, that it takes 2 weeks for it to take root. V'amar Rav Nachman Ram Rabbi Arvul, l'divriya omer lamid, so the Rav Nachman Ram Rabbi Arvul explains that when we say 30 days, what we really mean is tzarich lamid ushloshim. It really means you need 30 days plus 30 days, meaning for the 30 days chashav shana and the 30 days of taking root. L'divrei omer shlosha, tzarich shlosha, ushloshim. If you hold that it takes 3 days for it to take root, yeah, you need 3 days for it to take root, then plus another 30 days because of shloshim yom b'shana, chashav shana. You need it to count as a year, you need it to be 30 days. L'divrei omer beis shabbosos, tzarich shtei shabbosos, ushloshim yom. And if you hold it takes 2 weeks for it to take root, it doesn't mean 2 weeks, it means 2 weeks plus 30 days, 2 weeks to take root, and then 30 days to have taken root to count as a full year. So big question mark. How can we say that our brisa is going like Rabbi Lazar, and that's why 30 days is the magic number? According to Rabbi Lazar, 60 days should be the magic number. You need 30 days for it to take root, and then 30 days, Shoshim Yom Bashana, is Chashav Shana. Now we do have this three-way Machlokas Tanaim, how long it actually takes to take root, whether it's 30 days, whether it's 3 days, whether it's 2 weeks. So how do we paskin this Machlokas, the Rif and the Rush, paskin like Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon, that it's 2 weeks, that it's Shtei Shabbosos, because Gemar Yivamas on Daf Pei Gimel and Masechus Yivamas tells us that Rav holds like this Shita, and this is an Isser Veheter din, and the halacha is Hilchsa Kerav bi Isuri. Whenever it comes to Isser Veheter, one of the Kalei Psak is that we pass on like Rav. So that's why that's the Shita that the Rif and the Rush pass on like. The Achronim write that even the Chutz Laretz, that would be the din. Didn't we say before that Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz Halacha Kamosa B'Chutz Laretz, whatever the most Mekel Shita is in Eretz Yisrael, that's the way we would paskin in Chutz Laretz. So yeah, we do generally say that, but that's when we don't have a clear psak. But when you have it, I mean, that's when it's a machlokas. So adayin hi machlokas omedes. So then you say, okay, we'll follow the more lenient opinion in Chutz Laretz. But when you have a very clear psak, like a hilchsa kerav b'isuri, where we have direction, we know exactly how to paskin, then the halach is going to be that way, even in Chutz Laretz, even if it's not the most makel opinion. So the Gemara is asking, if you're going to say that our brice is like Rabbi Eliezer, 30 days shouldn't be enough, you should need 60 days. V'inami kerav Yehuda svirle, and even if you want to say our brice is going like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that it takes root much quicker, but still, gimel u'shloshim bayi. Yeah, it takes root in 3 days, but you should still need 33 days in advance of Rosh Hashanah, not 30 days. So, elo li'olam Rav Meir. So, really, you have to say that our brisa is assuming like Rav Meir. Again, what did Rav Meir say? That Yom Echad B'Shana is Chashav Shana. And you're right, you need 30 days for it to take root. And Yom Echad B'Shana is Chashav Shana, that's why 30 days is the magic number. So, v'chi kamer lamed l'klita. The reason the brisa says you need 30 days is not because that's what's Chashuv Shana. No, one day is Chashuv Shana. The reason the Brisa said you need to plant 30 days in advance of the Rosh Hashanah is because that's how long it takes to take root. So I asked the Gemara, but it's still not exactly the same. Ihachi lamed aleph ba'i. You should need 31 days in advance. One day that's Chashuv Shana. Well, 30 days for it to take root, and then one day that's Chashuv Shana. So even if you want to say it's going like Reb Meir, you should still need 31 days in advance. So answers the Gemara, Chasavar Yom Lamed Ola Lekan Ulekan. The assumption is that 30th day could be split. It could count as day 30 of it taking root, as well as day 1 of Chashuv Shana. That Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana apparently is even a partial day is Chashuv Shana, or you just say that it counts as both. That the full day counts as both full day 30 of Chanata, as well as that it's Bon Ke'echad. The taking root and the Yom Echad B'Shana all comes at the same time on day 30. It's Ola Lekan Ulekan. The way most Rishonim understand this is that it's a double Mikzas Yom Kikul. That part of the day counts as the day 30, so 30 days are over, and then the second part of the day counts as the Yom Echad V'Shana is Chashuv Shana. That's the Mikzas Yom Kikulo. That's how the Ritva explains explicitly that it's a double Mikzas Yom Kikulo that we're applying. So the question would be, what about the other Shitos? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon hold that you need 30 and 30, or 2 weeks and 30. Do they also hold that the Yom Achron Leklita is Olo Lekan Lekan? Meaning it could be that when we say Shloshim Shloshim, it means that you really need 59 days, right? Shloshim Shloshim, if you say that it's Olo Lekan Lekan, that you could take the day where the Chanata is over and say that it could be a double Mixiyom Kulo, so maybe it wouldn't be 6 days, it would be 59 days. Shloshim in 2 weeks may not be 44 days, it may be 43 days. So that's a discussion the Achronim have. And the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, sounds like that. Now, again, we said before, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so we paskin Shtei Shabbasos. So they say we need 45 days before Rosh Hashanah, meaning to plant before Tes Zayin Av. We don't say Mixiyom Kukula. And the Rebbe explains, because when Chazal say the Shir in Yamim, when the Shir is given in terms of days, that's when we say Mikzas Hayom Kikulo, because the Cheshbon that we're counting toward is a Cheshbon of days. That's when you say Mikzas Hayom Kikulo. But when the Shir is not given in terms of days, Shtei Shabbasos, that's not a Shir in days, not Yudalid Yom. They dafka use the terminology Shtei Shabbasos, so then you're not going to say a Mikzas Hayom Kikulo. That's what the Rebbe explains, that we can only say a Mikzas something ki when we're working with that type of unit of time. But if we're working with a different type of unit of time, working with Shabbosos, and we're not working with days, then we're not going to say Mikzas Hayom Kikula. That's how the Nadbi Yehuda explains it. Okay, further in the Gemara now. V'idach, I'm sorry, where are we? Yeah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, here we are. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ushnei Mikra Echadarshu. Both Shitos, both the Shita of the Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana and the Shita that Shloshim Yom B'Shana Chashuv Shana, both the Shita of Rav Meir and the Shita of Rav Elazar, they both darshan from the same Pasuk, and of all places, this Pasuk is a Pasuk by the Mabul. The Pasuk describes Vayi Ba'achas V'Shesh Me'o Shana B'Rishon Ba'echad HaChodesh. It was on Achas V'Shesh Me'o Shana, the 601st year, on the first day of the first month. So Rameir Savar Midekati Yom Echad Hu Da'ayil B'Shana. So what are we saying? It was day one of the year. The Kakari La Shana. We're still calling it the 601st year. We're still calling it like it's that year. So Shema Mino Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana. That's teaching us that one day of the year counts as the full year. Apparently, it's Pasha to the Gemara that the water dried up in the actual 601st year, and since it happened on the first day of that year, and we call it the 601st year, that's how you see Yom Echad B'Shana is Chashuv Shana. Tosa says, how do you know? Maybe the water dried up in the 602nd year. And the reason we call it 601st year is because it's only day one into the 602nd year, and that's why we're calling it 601st year. So Tosa says you can't say that it dried up in the 602nd year, because after it says B'chodesh Hasheni B'Shiva Ve'esrim, it then describes what happens in the second month on the 27th day, and it never makes the correction to say in the 602nd year. So we're assuming that that would still be called the 601st year. So by then it must be that we're actually still talking the same year, and it's got to be that it's the 601st year. That's what Tosfos points out. The Ritva also says, practically, it can't be that Chorvo Amayim in the 602nd year, because then it would be Muchach that that the mabul would have lasted for 2 years, and that can't be, because b'chodesh asiri l'shna sheshmios, the Rashi Aharim were already visible, and from then the water just continually went down. So the process of the water going down is at one amma for 40 days. So it can't be that the mayim was chaser from the chodesh asiri until the end of the next year. It would have been way too long of a time frame for it to take. And also, a lot of times we find in Chazal used the expression that the Mishpat Dora Mabul is Yud Beis Chodesh. That the Mishpat Dora Mabul, so it can't be that it was more than Yud Beis Chodesh. So it has to be, says the Ritva, that it was all happening in the 601st year. Good. So says the Gemara of Idach, and the other opinion would say, no, Yom Echad B'Shana is not Chashav Shana. It's describing the first day of the year, and it already calls it 601st year. Well, Iksiv B'Sheish Meos V'Achas Shana K'tekamrit. If it would have said 601 years, so then you'd be right. Hashad Iksiv B'Achas V'Sheish Meos Shana, it says 1 and 600 years, Shana Ashesh Meos Kai. The term Shana is not going on the Achas, it's going on the Shesh Meos. Shesh Meos, it's 600 years. Umay Achas, what does the word Achas mean over here? Aschalta da Achas Ka'amar, that it's the beginning of one. Rab Lazar my time, so good, so that's all it means. So it doesn't tell you that one day counts as a year. Rab Lazar my time, where does Rab Lazar get the idea that 30 days, Shloshim Yom Bashana, is Chashav Shana? So Dichsev, because the Pasuk says, Barishon Be'echad Lachodesh. It says on the first day of the first month. Midakati Yom Echad Hu Da'ayil B'chodesh. So it's only one day into the month. V'kakari Le'chodesh. And yet we're still calling it a Chodesh. Shema Mina Yom Echad B'chodesh. Chashuv Chodesh. So we see that one day into the month is already considered a full month. So that's where Blazer gets the idea that 30 days counts as a year. How? Because if one day of a month counts as a month, then 30 days of a year must count as a year. Why? The way we count a month is in terms of days. So one unit of time within a month counts as a month. The way we count a year is in terms of months. We don't count a year in terms of days. We don't say that a year is 354 days. No, a year is 12 months. So since we count years in units of months, so just like when we count months in units of days, a single unit of a single day counts as a full month. When we count years in units of months, a single unit of a single month counts as a full year. So that's where Rabbi Lazar's Shita comes from. So the minion of Sheish Meos Ve'Echad Shana is L'chora, though the Rishonim point out already, is the Achronim at least, is L'chora, when we say 600 years, we're not talking 600 years from what? 601st year of what? What is this? Well, it's not 601st year since Brias Olam. What are we counting? This is how old Noach was. It was his 601st year of life. So the Tori Evan points out, so what's the Raya of the Gemara that Yom Echad B'Shana is Nikra Shana? I don't know when Noach's birthday was, meaning it shouldn't all depend on when his birthday. Yeah, it was his 601st year already on the first day of the first month of the following year, because maybe his birthday was 30 days earlier, so that already counts as his 601st year. Maybe his birthday was 6 months earlier, and that's why it counts as 601st year. Shouldn't it all depend on when his birthday is? So the Tori Evan says, and what you see from here is that when we count Shnos Chaye HaAdam B'Torah, when we talk about ages of people in the Torah, we go lefi shnos ha'olam. We don't go lefi shnos based on their birthday. If a person is nolad b'chodesh av, when chodesh tishrei comes, if you hold b'tishrei nivra olam, that's the end of year one, and we already start counting the following year as year two. That's what Tori Evan says. He sees muchach from this entire discussion. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the discussion of when the world was actually created. I have to finish a little early, got to run to a bris.